Woke up this morning, checked out my fantasy team. The War Dogs have been beaten by 8 points, and you know what that means. Oh, it means that bloody Calvin's hashtag demise of the dog has actually worked, and the karma bus has hit me head on.
Meanwhile, Destroy is on the road to the Holy Grail!
Thanks for downloading the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. This is episode 24.
That's a mark kick goal from Captain Rocky.
Oh yeah, it's grand final week and there's just one of us on the way to the big dance, and it's not me, and thank God it's not Warning.
Welcome to the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. We're the traders. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
A very flat Warn Dog.
And Calvin.
A very up and about Calvin.
That's a win for me.
Now, slow down, boys. We are coming in on the back of the preliminary finals, where, of course, Warn Dog had a matchup and I was in the other side of the draw. So we're heading into grand final week. It's the most anticipated week of fantasy footy.
For some.
Warn Dog. It doesn't sound like you went too well. Tell us what happened.
Well, let's have a look at the scores to start with. War Dogs, 2,138. Defeated Calvin, 2,086. Defeated Roy, 2,056.
I think Warnie's a little bit confused how a prelim works.
He is, isn't he?
No.
You weren't playing us, mate.
I got very, very, very unlucky, as you heard in that.
No!
Karma bus. 8 points I went down by, two tackles, and... The story, I'm not going to bore people this week because I think I looked at the stats and people switched off. However, I should have won. Basically, I should have won. I was in the right spot to win.
You were?
I would have won if I won, had have made a good choice about who I bought in for the week.
Yes.
We'll get to my -3 later on. But basically, it came down to the Swans game.
Yep.
Late in, Dean Towers, who my opponent, Goats, had on the bench to cover Dusty Martin.
Right,
okay.
Yep.
Good on you for having him.
He'll get the green vest, though, surely, coming in late like that.
Didn't get a green vest, and bloody scored 63 points.
Oh, he had a good game.
Compared to my bench, which I was, you know, happy to have Charlie Cameron there for 46.
Yeah.
He played a full game, too. anyway, had that, and so went down by 8 points. So, if Dean Towers, A, had not been a late inclusion, B, got the vest like he should have.
Okay. I can hear
you. I would have been through. And that's going along with a few other things that actually really annoyed me, but I'm not going to talk about it now.
You have
overlooked. Because I'm actually past it, because this bear doesn't want to be poked anymore.
You did overlook the fact that he had Shane Kirsten on the field as reliable cover for 2 points.
Reliable cover. He was starting on his ground. So that...
For 2 points.
Yeah, that's just...
2 points.
That's the karma for the Goats, I think. Thing is, he's our accountant. I'm not even going to bloody doing our taxes shit.
No way. I don't blame you.
All right, Roy, now you got through.
Yeah, I did. And as
with Warn... 2,056!
Now, all week, all we've heard is how you're underdog, Roy. I'm never going to win.
That's
depressor.
How good coaches do that in the media.
Oh, do they?
That's right. Part of the approach. You guys just don't embrace the full coaching experience. You need to do things like that. It gets the boys up a little bit.
How did you do it?
Well,
so you're
one
playing
thing,
against Darren.
Yeah, one thing. Stop bagging out my low score. Sometimes, if you play against bad opposition, they drag you down to their level.
What do you think?
Right?
You're Ross Lyon or something?
No, I'm better than that. I have success in finals. Now, what? Now, here we go. I may have... Last week, you got kissed on massively.
Yes. Actually, if you want to hear Roy's story, go to last week's episode and listen to my story in reverse.
I know.
And that's actually what's happening.
It basically is. Here's the deal. I was going in with a donut. What would I have been paying at the tote? Seriously.
I would have been fairly even.
You are an expert of the game.
I am. Destroy. Four to one. Oh, they were long odds.
They were.
Must have been. So I had a donut, and then... he had Alex Sexton play a full game. A full game for 15 points. That excited me because then my donut was basically evened out. But it was Dane Swan, one of my all-time favourites. He bought him in this week for his 38. And the poor dog, he did his hamstring. So 38. But it was my, oh my God, this got me on my feet at the Geelong versus Hawthorn game. Suckling, subbed out at halftime for a putrid 18.
This was terrible. You should have seen him. We were sitting there trying to enjoy one of the games of the year. It was a bloody fantastic game.
I couldn't concentrate.
And Destroy was the most emo bloke you've ever seen sitting there watching it. Then at halftime...
Well, Suckling shouldn't have been out there. That was my whole point.
His little ears had pricked up. He'd had a look out there. He thought... oh, hang on. I can't see Suckling's boots. There's Hodgie's boots. Suckling was wearing the same pair. They both had
orange, yes.
Couldn't see him. Then I've spotted, oh no, the runner's got holding a green vest in his hand. Where's Suckers? He's not there. He actually got out of his seat and cheered that loudly that everybody around us were looking at him and wondering, hang on, there's still about 3 minutes till the bounce.
It was slightly embarrassing. It was slightly embarrassing. But I'll tell you what, what about when we were on that bus ride? I accidentally started Roy's rumour mill. I said to Warndog, I bet this is, here's the deal. I am going to be back in this because at the moment I'm out of it. Suckling's out and Geray comes in.
Yep.
And then I heard the dude behind me a couple of minutes later go to his mate, oh, do you hear Suckling's out, Drazen? And I was like, far out. I hope that dude just read that somewhere. Oh, no, nah, he hadn't. It was Roy's rumour mill accidental edition.
But it did continue, Roy. You got, well, we're not going to call it completely lucky or whatever, but his Trent Cotchin only got a 60 in that last
game.
That
was handy.
And
yep.
That was, you know, not great for Derek on the way through there. I think we've called him Derek and Darren so far. Yeah. What else?
No, but there? Either way, I deserved the win and I got it. So
well done. And you're into the final. So you won. What did you win by in the end? 17 points.
Yeah, probably there. Didn't deserve that. That's lucky. But anyway, Calvin, you guys, you went all right. You beat me.
That's not uncommon. what did I have? 20-86. And I'm going to go straight into the plus threes. And Pat, you on the back for some great advice.
Oh,
thank
no.
you very much.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pat Toby Green on the back. 165.
How good is that on debut for you?
It's amazing. He is an absolute, he's scrappy.
Yeah.
I've watched him play. He just slops it onto the boot. Don't forget, this kid was a potential Pig nomination in his first season.
Yeah, he was. And don't discount him. Don't count him out over the years.
I tell you what, next year, a lot of people will be talking about this dude as a Pig. So I'm not saying
he would have been great to pick up this week, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, Warndog, did you listen to my advice?
I did until about 30 minutes before the bounce.
What did you do?
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Hang on, what did you do?
Yeah, you don't know do you?
Right, rewind.
No, reverse back that karma bus.
What happened?
I went to watch some local footy on Friday night.
Don't blame beers, keep going.
No, it wasn't beer involved anyway. The boring game probably, and I was sitting there looking at my phone going, oh, hang on. Maybe Toby Green isn't the right answer for my side.
Oh, he had tweeted this out in typical dog fashion.
And then
well,
he went
it
against
was locked.
It.
I was doing it. And then
who did you do?
Oh, don't. You'll be sick.
Job Watson.
Oh, no!
So you did...
Who? No! Sucked in! You deserve everything you get.
Oh, that's harsh. But, yeah, unbelievable. Green Dog, though. Thanks for acknowledging that, Calvin,
well
because
done.
I really researched him. I copped a bit of criticism for putting him as high as top five. And, wow, it paid off, didn't it?
Thanks a lot. Yeah, well done.
No, you're welcome, mate. My top three, how can I not go to Rockcliffe? Seriously, though, if I have never felt safer putting the C on anyone ever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking Ablett, Swanee. With someone like Gaz, you're always worried about, oh, he might cop a bit of a, you know, a big bump.
Yeah.
He might this, that. Rocky, he just keeps going
week
150
in,
like it's going out of
week
fashion.
Out.
Did
and
you know, in these last three games, he's averaged 166. Right, this is just
so this is since we
numbers.
Made his personalised stubby holder and sent him one. Yes.
Now, he plays Geelong this week at Simmons, and usually a scary task for a lot of people.
Usually, for a mere mortal.
Now, he didn't play him in round two, and last time he played them was at Simmons for 140.
Wow.
Okay, now, that we talked
he wasn't
earlier,
even a pig back then.
No, he wasn't even a
just
pig.
Just a piglet.
Yep, he liked bacon, but he didn't even know really what he was doing. So he may be tagged by Guthrie.
Good luck.
But listen to the last three scores that Guthrie has given up to people that he's
on
tagged.
The,
great
right.
research.
98,
yep.
111 and 111.
Oh, wow.
So he's not severely tagged. And last week, he found the ball 33 times himself. So Guthrie's actually playing more as a ball-winning midfielder
and
not as much of a lockdown as he has in the past. He might change this week, though, and of course, Pierce Hanley is very taggable, as we found on the weekend. So,
yeah, I think he is. Oh,
but
oh, that's
the pig can't be tagged. You cannot tag the pig. Dog.
Now, the magic number there that you said, 111 was the most that Guthrie had given up.
Yep.
Now, I know Rocky's a different character, but if he gets 111, that's 1 point shy of defeating Swanee as the highest average in a fantasy season ever.
Ever.
So
ever.
That 133.5 point margin, which Rocky's already got now, but he's got to get 112
to maintain
to be able to keep the win, and that's enough. So
I've just checked my betting app.
Yep.
Paying $1.01.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It is such a sure thing to do.
Isn't it?
Oh, yes. I'd put some money on against that, actually.
Well, would you? I wouldn't. I have bet on him the last probably 2 months.
Yep. Yeah.
And I have not lost once.
No. Nah.
He keeps going ridiculous. I bet on him for possessions and fantasy.
Yep.
And, well, I should have put my house on it.
You should have.
I might do that this week.
Dog, do you have anyone in your pathetic team that gets a +3 this week?
Yeah, I do. That was at the same game on Saturday night there, where Destroyer was getting excited. He was out of the seat, but I was getting just as excited. Who can? Duncan. Mitch Duncan. Did he really?
He did. Yeah. He was yelling it. He yelled louder about Duncan than I did.
Get a little bit excited. Now, he was awesome. 116 points.
And, racked up, too.
I think the reason that it is as a +3 for me is because I had him and Birchall as my uniques that night, and that could have gone, well, either way.
It could have gone the bad way
because last week Duncan only had 48. So that's why he gets my +3 this week, because he did step up in the preliminary final that at that point got me in front, gave me the edge. That was exciting. But no, let's talk about negative
three. Yeah, Calvin, who did you go your -3?
Warning. Oh, well, listen. No, I haven't gone you, but geez, you bloody well deserve it.
No,
Joe Watson.
Well, no. And I said this bear doesn't want to be poked. It's been 24
he's not
hours.
Joking.
Well, let me razz you up with my -3. Cade touched the bloody ball, Simpson.
Oh, well, I shared him, so it's okay.
27 points.
It was hopeless, wasn't
How?
It?
I don't How? How could he possibly score 27 points in a game?
I think it's because Roy suggested him a couple of weeks ago. This bloke.
Yeah,
old,
I did get.
Oh, John. Yeah, he's out there, the big bean man.
Yeah.
He has sent you a few. He doesn't like how Roy told him to get Cade Homer Simpson into his team.
Oh,
the
yeah.
kiss of death.
Yeah.
So, Destroy.
Yeah, I apologise to everyone about that. I had no idea.
No, it's not good.
He didn't even have someone running with him. He just was hopeless.
If you're getting Cade Simpson in, like, in the last few weeks for his low scores, then you probably deserve this. You should have had him when he was getting his 160s, 140s.
Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of backmen that are out of form, oh, I know I keep harping on this and I should just realise that he's not very good, but Brody Smith, do not get to like three-quarter time and have 20.
Yeah.
Stop talking about him as an All-Australian.
Oh, who does that?
Every week he is mentioned. Do not put him in the squad. I don't care if the squad has 500 players in it. Put anyone in instead
now,
of him.
He
gets my -3, and I have to try to get rid of him this week.
This is a pat on the back I'm going to take away from you.
What?
You told me to get Brody Smith in about 3 weeks ago, and since then, he's averaged me about 40.
I am so sorry about that.
That's
that
okay.
makes me feel sick in the stomach.
Well, you did give me Toby Green, so it's
oh, well,
finally
at least averaging about 100 between
now,
them.
Now, dog, let's not drag this on any further. Your -3 this week.
There are a plethora of options. However, it is going to go to as simple as Joe Watson.
What
and not a stupid decision that I made, so I'll share a vote with him on that.
What about Ebert?
No, yeah, he's bad.
Stanton?
Yeah, he's bad. If they had a bloody tackle each, bloody... Oh, God. Anyway, Joe Watson, the thing about it, I got him because I felt that he would be a safe 100. Not even being too greedy. He could have gone bigger because it was Gold Coast and Gold Coast have been given up a heap.
Especially just playing in Melbourne. The
writing
was on the wall.
At Eddie had eight Essendon players reached the ton.
And Watson's fresh. He hasn't played for about 2 weeks.
Ouch.
84 points he got.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
93 is all that he needed. And I probably would have been disappointed with that. But I would have won!
All right, this week, obviously, we got the big grand final now.
The big dance.
It affects me a little bit, Roy, because I'm cheering you on.
Oh, thanks, man.
No worries.
It means a lot.
# bring it home, Roy.
Oh, I like it.
I'm on board as well.
Oh, thanks, man.
I don't want the goats to win.
No, you guys never get behind me. Thanks, I appreciate it.
No worries. So, look, we're
and you
look
know I'll be emo all weekend. And
I know.
Well, horrible to be
I'm
around.
I'm trying to lift your spirits over the weekend, so you're actually going to be enjoyable to be around for once.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
Dog, what do we need to know?
We still might have a bit of carnage ahead. There's probably still going
to
be dudes out like Destroy. You and Goats, your opponent, held on to a couple of guys that you were hoping that might be up this week because you've basically got rid of guys that are definitely out. So your Barlows are definitely gone, your Beams and all that sort of stuff. They've all been told that they're out. Who knows if Barlow might try to get himself up for this week, but I highly doubt it. But one of the guys, Steve Johnson,
yes,
you've held on to. It's looking very unlikely at this stage. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, all that I've heard is Scott said that he'll probably be right, but they don't want to risk him.
Yeah.
So that sounds... Writing's on the wall there, isn't it? That
sucks.
He won't play. Me, I have the feel... Like, my feel is that, do you really want him playing the first final if he has not played for a month? Is that getting too long?
No, but I'll tell you what could potentially be worse. He comes and plays half a game.
Oh,
yeah, right.
That is very likely as well.
Yeah, right. Especially against.
So you're saying if he is named,
he's a huge best chance for a rare. Wow. Like just to come out there, Steve, you go out there, find your bearings, get yourself back into it, have a kick, off you come, mate. We've seen enough. You're against the Brisbane. You're up by 50 at half time. We've seen enough. Have a breather.
Oh wow.
That do not rule out that scenario.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I hadn't all thought right. of that. Now, but Josh, my feel is he won't play.
Now, Josh Kennedy. Well, this is what Horace Longmire has basically said.
Nay!
He is a huge chance to take on the Tigers. That's along with Ben McGlynn and Sam Reed.
Did he use the word huge?
Huge chances. They're in those little inverted commas.
That makes me very confident.
Right. So,
very confident.
Craig Bird won't play, but yeah, so that's good news for people with JPK, if they're holding on to him there. He's a good one. Now, the other one that was a big one on the weekend that... basically lost me my final, because if he had a player, I would have won as well. God, there's too many of these what-if things.
We've covered that, Warn Dog.
Dustin Martin. So Dustin Martin was possibly going to be right for the weekend. So this is bad. What basically they've come out and said there is that he had hamstring tightness for the last couple of weeks. That's why he's been playing forward a little bit more, Hardwick said. He could have played. We probably thought we were able to win and possibly give him a rest.
That's a bit of salt in wound for you, Warren.
It's a lot of salt, and this computer screen is lucky it's surviving.
That's a very disrespectful comment to St Kilda.
It is. It's rude.
It says he'll come in next week, which is obviously important to our side. Now, they've got the Swans, so they will want him playing, obviously, because they have to win to get into eighth. So, yeah, that's...
Well, he'll be back.
Yeah, well, you'd think so. So they're probably the main names of people that are possibly going to be there. Collingwood had a truckload of carnage. I'm feeling for those people that bought in Swanee this week.
Oh, I really am. I'm devastated for them.
I really wanted to do it because it would have been nice to have Swanee there as a name.
But why didn't you do it?
Why didn't I do it? Because I thought Joe was a better option.
Well, he was.
So Swanee's looking gone.
Now,
I'll tell you what, the Pies are going to be in a world of trouble on Friday night, I think. So,
there'll
be interesting to see what the Hawks boys can high-scoring
Hawks
do against them.
Well, just while we're talking about that, I tell you a guy that I'm looking at this week, Roy, and I think you should be as well, Jordan Lewis.
The form.
Has he just been getting it done or what?
Amazing.
Averaging 136 in his last three. And when he played Collingwood in round 14, guess what he had?
I don't know, 110?
A little bit higher, 10 higher, just a casual 120.
Yeah.
He's got to be good as a rock.
He was everywhere in that game too. He was at full forward, full back, through the middle, just going wherever he needed to be to get his hands on the pill. Now, remember one thing we spoke about last week, that Jordan Lewis had only scored one 100 in his last like nine versus the Cats. Now, we said we think he will still... like he will prove that wrong, and he definitely did.
He scraped over with 108. Now, Dog, what about your boy?
Which one?
Mr. Heppel.
Mr. Heppel, yeah, apparently he's going to be back this week.
Yep.
I want to say that he definitely will be, but he's just had an op.
I am highly doubtful.
Oh, really?
I think that he will. I think that he will, because Essendon, not so much that they have to win, but they want their best side in, I think, to be able to get through and do what they can in these finals. So if it is one of those ones, like they were very confident last week that it would only be this week. So I'm going to back that in. Keep your ear to the ground and all that sort of stuff for it. I wouldn't be bringing him into my side this week, but if you held on to him, I think that potentially he's there.
There you go. Now, what about one of the highest averaging forwards in the competition, Dog? Will he be back this week? Ben McGlynn.
As we said before, he's one of those ones with those huge chances. So he is one of those trio, I think, with Ben Reid. Is that Ben Reid? Is it that?
Yeah,
he's one of the Reids.
One of the Reids for this one. So I think that he will be back. He could be a huge X factor for your side as well. Against the Tigers, he could pump out a few numbers, I reckon, against them.
Do you know what I also like about Jordan Lewis? The numbers that people have been having against Collingwood,
huge.
There's probably two or three players in the last two weeks, sorry, that have gone over 150 against them.
Yep. Yeah.
So they're giving up huge numbers to the midfield. They're even weaker this week because they've lost McCaffer. The thing I like the most, though, this last round, potential late withdrawal carnage round, you will know for that game.
Yep.
You will know those big dogs that are playing against the Pies, whether they are actually going to play or be rested. So that is a huge advantage of trading in Hawks on Friday night.
Thankfully, that's the last time we have to listen to that terrible intro. Although, Calvin, you were very good at doing all of that by yourself.
Oh, now, you
all right, got a few questions through Twitter and also the Facebook. So, at AFL Fantasy and AFL Fantasy Official over on Facebook. Let's go. First one here from Paul. Cade Simpson, do we keep him or trade him?
Oh, jeez. Keep, I guess, would you?
Yeah, you got to keep him.
Yeah,
he'll probably turn up.
Against the Bombers, he should be okay.
He'll be fine.
Yes,
he is very frustrating. But without that many great options in the back line, I'd probably just stick with him.
Yep. All right, Lockie wants to know, this is probably a good one for you, Calvin. Is Green a good COD? What does COD stand for?
It's the game. No, it's Captain of Difference.
Right.
And he is a great COD this week. Let's not forget, in these last three games, he's averaged 139. When he played the Bulldogs in round four, he only scored 78 though, Roy. But I think he's a better player than what he was then.
And he was playing a variety of roles back then.
Yep.
He's back in the midfield where he can let his piglet colours shine through.
Yeah, and last week, Sydney had four players scoring 110 or more against the Bulldogs. Different team, but yeah, form on his side, he will be bigger.
Can I just add something to this? There is no such thing as a good COD at the moment.
No.
Because there is only one captain you should have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
you can't bet against him.
And I am not promoting anyone to go away from Rocky because he has just been ridiculous.
Now, Ben Morris has said to us, basically, four Eagles mids that could go big this week. You've got, they're playing Gold Coast.
Mm.
Prittis, Shuey, Gaff, Maston have all been pretty good. They've been in great form. Who would you pick out of those guys if you were going to bring one of those guys in, do you think?
Prittis is the obvious one.
Yeah.
Another guy there I like would be Lacroix.
Oh, yeah.
He was good in the forward line, wasn't he?
He was great. So this week against the Suns, and last week Essendon scored 800s against them.
Wow.
So a guy like Lacroix could be a little bit of an X factor this week in your forward line.
Far out, Warner. You should have bought someone in playing Gold Coast last week. 800s?
Oh, don't you That's a lot. Me. Don't poke the bear.
My
this,
bad.
This bear has been poked up. All right, Dewey. Now, he has asked us, I haven't counted them all, but I reckon there's about 200 questions in that. Daryl King, 99. Thanks for all of these, mate. Now, let's go a couple of them because there's a couple of very good questions.
This poor
here.
Dude would not be sleeping at night. No. All this is going through his head.
This is ridiculous. All right. It's unbelievable, actually.
It is.
All right. First one here. Let's go. Zaharakis or Duncan. Who would you bring in out of those two this week? Zaharakis v. Carlton and Duncan versus the Lions.
I would go Duncan based on how much ball he got last week.
And
the fact he's playing at home versus the Lions.
Agree.
I'd just get him in, yeah. But, I mean, they're both good, and
right.
I think they will both be good. You never know who Carlton are going to tag either, though, like, do you? They do shut a game down pretty well. I'd go Duncan.
Yep. Cool. All right. How will Buddy fare against Rance? This is another one of Dewey's questions.
Well, I know the answer to this. Last week, Rerold had 121 on him.
Right.
He kicked two goals to two and took 14 marks.
14 marks?
On Rance.
Well, Buddy will do that.
There's your answer.
Which is?
Fine. He'll be good. He'll be good.
Okay. Who would you prefer there then out of Robbie Gray versus Fremantle or Duncan versus Brisbane? Another question from Dewey.
Dewey, it's an amazing question because I was having some interaction with the Fantasy Freako today on Twitter, and he believes that Crowley will go to Robbie Gray.
Has to.
Well, he does
awesome
have to, but
week.
There's one thing about Crowley and his tagging habits. He tends to go to the same bloke regardless of, you know, big shifts in form in his opposition.
Yes.
He's gone boke, boke, boke.
He's going boke again.
He won't go to Gray,
no,
will he?
No, he won't, no.
Gray is by far the most dangerous player on that team at the moment.
Thee who say thee. He who has success on they tagged player
yep.
will
return to thy.
Yes. Yeah. They never go away. No, it's Once they've had it? Success, they'll go there again.
So he is a huge chance because he's in such good form, Robbie Gray, but it will definitely be against the usual habits of the tagger.
Right.
There you go.
This is certainly not the last question from Dewey, but it's the last one we're going to answer.
Man, he's getting some love.
He's getting a lot of love. Do you reckon Sydney are going to rest any fantasy-relevant players this weekend?
I don't think so. I don't think teams, if they were going to rest, they would have done it last weekend, as we saw. You can't rest 1 week out before finals.
I tell you what, with Sydney, because they have so many fantasy-relevant players, if one of them sore, yes, by all means, they are going to come out. So they do have a chance for a fantasy-relevant late withdrawal because they've got about 15 fantasy-relevant players. But I don't think they are just going to rest people for the sake of it. I don't think Horse does.
Yes, they will not rest people for the sake of it. Yeah. They may vest people
for the sake
of it.
They can only do one or two, really.
Takes two to vest.
If someone like Buddy has the slightest bit of knee soreness,
be ready for that this week. There's going to be a fair bit of red vest carnage.
Whoa.
Oh, there you go. Calvin.
Roy's rumour mill.
All right, over on Facebook, the Pratt Star wants to know, who's the best upgrade for Brent Harvey? He's already got Parker, Martin, Danger, Rewalt and Zorko. So who are we thinking is the best one there?
Well, if you can avoid that vest that Calvin's just talked about.
He's put a bit of doubt
No, that. Buddy has to be up there. I like Buddy and Kieran Jack.
Okay, throw in a Lacroix as well, all good options.
Yeah, would you maybe get McGlynn on his first week back?
No,
not on his first Warned week
dog,
back.
I don't like to bring in players just off injury to get me a win in a final.
Gosh! All right, Brett Sanders over on Facebook too. He's got Dal Santo and Sanalance. Who do you think will be the biggest liability out of those two this week? So basically, who would you trade out of those two, I'd say?
I'd get rid of Sandy.
I would get rid of Sandy, and I would bring in Mumford.
Oh, now you've been doing a little bit of statistical research on Mumford.
Mumford goes against, now that's providing that Will Minson will miss this week.
Yeah,
right?
he wasn't among the best players in the two, so...
He can't, so if he's been put back there to get some form, he hasn't found it.
No.
Now, therefore, Mumford's going against Ace Cordy this week.
Oh.
And Mike Pike beat him 44-14 in hit-outs last week.
Oh.
Mumford will have about 60 hit-outs, and he'll score 120.
Yeah, Minson will definitely come back in.
You'd think so.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
All right, let's go with the next question here. A bit of a question for next year, I suppose. John would like to know, will Rocky be the number one midfielder next year to get in your team? Would you get him in over Ablett?
Probably not to start with, because geez, he's going to cost a lot.
He's going to be priced at over 133.
You'll have to start with 15 rookies on your ground just to afford him.
So he's going to have to definitely be an upgrade target, as we know, each year.
What do you have to wait for, though? Wait for him to have a few hundreds so he drops down a bit?
That'll probably drop him a couple hundred grand if he just averages 100.
So, you don't just get one Rocky, you get two.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. So if you're paying 700 grand, it's like you're getting one Rocky for 350.
Bargain, I'm starting with it.
Yeah, you have to.
All right, now plenty of questions have come through. If you do have one that you'd love us to answer...
Or
45, like I'm doing. grab us on Twitter ourselves. I'm at WarnieDT.
I'm at RoyDT.
At CalvinDT.
Yep, and we'll do our best to try to help you win your final. All right, that is a wrap for this year, gentlemen. It is the last episode of the Traders NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. It has been a fantastic year.
It's been heaps of fun. I've really enjoyed it. Obviously, I get to play in the big GF, so it's going to hopefully finish on a really, a big high for me. But hopefully you've enjoyed Roy's rumour mill, 100% strike rate throughout the year, so cheers.
Now, Calvin, there isn't a NAB AFL Fantasy Match Day game for us to play this weekend, which is disappointing. However, what we can do is get very excited for next week because throughout the finals, every single finals match is a NAB AFL Fantasy Match Day game, but the jackpot rises. It's worth a grand each for those.
Whoa.
And then the grand final's worth $3,000. So make sure you put your hat in the ring for those. Because
you might as well. Why not? You've got nothing to do. You're sitting around like me. You're bored out of your brain.
You can do that on the website, fantasy.afl.com.au, or via the app. You can do that. I only have to pick 7 players. It takes about 30 seconds. Calvin probably
I do it when I'm on the toilet.
You do a lot of stuff there. Some of your best work. Thanks very much for listening. Hit us up on Twitter, @WarnieDT.
At Roy DT.
At Calvin DT.
We'll help you try to get a win this weekend, and we'll be probably starting our pre-season training for next year very, very soon.
Yeah, tune into the pre-season so maybe one day you can be in the grand final like the Steroy.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.